Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Happy Mama Movement podcast. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz. I would like to start by acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, on which this podcast is recorded, as the traditional custodians of this land, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. And as this podcast is dedicated to the wisdom and knowledge of motherhood, I would like to acknowledge the mothers of this land, the elders, their wisdom, their knowing, and my own elders and teachers.
Welcome back, everyone. On the 22nd of July, 2014, I registered my very first website, wanting to start sharing my story, my research and insights into motherhood, which means it has now been 9 years of creating content and for most of that time, creating podcasts, both in this podcast and a previous incarnation, sharing stories of motherhood and matrescence from all over the globe. And so, I think we often don't pause and celebrate enough in our current culture. And I also know that we have so much knowledge hidden in the archives of this podcast. And so in recognition of that, the team and I are going to be bringing you some micro matrescence moments over the next few weeks, highlights and insights from some of our episodes that you can listen to. And if you want to go deeper, pop into the show notes and see which episode to go back to and listen. Thank you for being here, perhaps for the last 9 years or just for the last few minutes. This is how we change the way we support mothers.
I'm so grateful to be able to connect with you and bring all of your amazing wisdom and knowledge and experience of conscious parenting and Kundalini yoga to my mama tribe. Thank you so much for joining me.
Ah, you're welcome, Amy. I'm really pleased to be here. The first 7 years, and this is confirmed by psychology and by lots of research that is out there, how important the first 7 years of life of a child are. And he basically, Yogi Bhajan basically said, after 7 years, your job is done. And I don't think it's so cut and dry. I think we should not ever be so dramatic about teachings, that we need to be very open-minded. And of course, after 7 years, you can still guide and influence your child. But I think just taking the pearl out of that quote, and say, okay, this means the 7 years are important, and it means that I need to be as conscious as I can within myself and as conscious as I can with my child, so that I can be that teacher. And, you know, we in Kundalini yoga, no one is ever initiated. We need to initiate ourselves. And it's the same thing as a mother. You know, for me, as a preconception, prenatal teacher, birth educator, birth is an incredibly powerful ritual and process of becoming a mother. And it really marks the death of an aspect of us and the birth of another. And it is in honoring that birth and in allowing ourselves to shed, you know, what we were and become what we are, you know, at the highest potential of us, you know, being a mother. And even the birthing process is such a powerful moment for a woman. You know, I'm very, very passionate about birth. We can have a whole podcast on that, because it can be such a transformative moment instead of it being this horrible thing that is often portrayed in movies, it can be such a powerful, such an incredible, positive experience for a woman and for the child. All these stages that we have, and in modern society, we've lost the marking of different stages, you know. 7 years marks a change in the child, and the next 7 years are as important, but different. And then the next 7 years are different again. And we keep going through these cycles, you know. In Kundalini Yoga, we have the life cycles, the teachings, you know, there's changes every 7 years, every 11 years, and every 18 years in ourselves, and obviously in our children. So how do we use this technology, this wisdom, to support us? Because this is what we need in life. There's enough external stresses. So we need to build our internal resources so that we can cope and we can thrive. And that this way, motherhood doesn't have to be a yelling and screaming match. Where the child is your child, the child is not your friend, the child is not your burden. The child is this soul that was entrusted to you to carry them to their highest destiny. You know, how do we do that? So in my understanding, the first 7 years are about teaching them, firstly by example, you know, so keeping your own practice, looking after yourself is the most important thing. If you want your child to have self-esteem, if you want your child to have self-care, you need to show that by example. Care for yourself, eat well, you know, expose yourself to positive situations and environments, exercise, do your yoga, have your meditation practice, and then spend quality time with your child, be present with them, you know, so that they can learn all of that through example. The yes. child learns, you know, 90%, and this again is backed up by psychology and research, that children learn by example. You know, by modeling, they will copy. And it's very important for us to be conscious of that. And also then again, not to give ourselves a hard time. So I always apply the 5 out of 7 rule, which is, you know, 5 days I try to be as good as I can, and 2 days it's a little bit more relaxed, because anything that becomes dogmatic breaks. Dogma does not work in any philosophy. When anything becomes too dogmatic, it's just not real. We have both aspects, the light and the shadow. So we need to allow for that shadow, which is not a negative trait. It's actually the energy of the earth. It's the energy of playfulness. It's the energy of ease, spontaneity, for that to also arise. So Yogi Bhajan said, make sure that you let your children see you being silly every day. Let's not misinterpret that again into the superwoman mother or into the super mother.
Yes.
We want the real human, authentic being teaching another little being to become authentic in themselves, to learn these are our values, this is our way, because this is what is the most healthy and the most optimal way for you to grow and develop. But it doesn't mean you have to be the perfect child. It doesn't have to be, I have to be the perfect parent. You know,
that's right.
It's so important to let them be real. So children are never going to be perfect, because we are not meant to be perfect as human beings. What is perfection? You know?
That's right. But if we expect perfection from ourselves, then we're teaching them that Absolutely. They need to expect that from themselves as well.
Exactly. And that is not, I mean, if I understand anything from your, from what I've met you and what I've experienced as well, perfection only leads us to unhappiness. Yogi Bhajan talked about women being much more sophisticated energetically than men. And we are, when you study the energetic bodies, you know, we do have an extra layer of protection. So normally you have a protection from temple to temple, which gives you a lot of intuition. So all human beings have that, men and women. And women have another one from nipple to nipple, which gives us a lot of connection with our heart energy. And it also is there to protect the baby when we are pregnant. That extra layer is one of the strengths in women. So we are innately highly intuitive, which we all know. So women can walk into a room and know exactly what is happening energetically, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we suppress that intuition or not, it is there. We also have, as per ancient teachings, we have 11 moons in our bodies. And that is a wonderful, actually I have a whole workshop on that, hopefully will soon be online. But that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful teaching that allows us women, I think, to accept ourselves a little bit more. So you know how we change, and one day we're super romantic, and the next day we are super decisive, and the next day we're friendly as anything, or maybe not in the next day, you know, one or 2 days after. That is explained in yogic terms as us traveling through our moons. So the moons are different. It's almost like having different colored glasses. So we literally see life through 11 spectrums of color in 28 days. We need to take all of these things with a real open heart and find the grace within the teachings, because he said, oh, man has to live one step ahead of time and woman has to live one step ahead of men. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for all of those of you out there and you, Amy, that have been the superwomen, that's how we lived, right? Yes. We lived trying to hold everything and trying to preempt everything and trying to have answers for everything. And Yogi Bhajan said, yes, you have all of this, but it's a crown. So you are a queen, but it's a crown that sometimes it's heavy to bear.
Yes.
And this is where the grace comes in. So this is where the self-love comes in. This is where the calling for help, the supporting each other, the sisterhood comes in, because we are all carrying these heavy crowns, trying to be superwomen. And instead of supporting each other, we are putting ourselves, each other down instead of building each other up. So I'm really, you know, I love when I see women supporting other women, women understanding other women. We are all in the same boat. We are all as amazing as each other, and finding that grace and that generosity in our heart to ourselves, that no, I don't have to be perfect. You know, just, I was told something recently, this beautiful healer said to me, you're wonderful, and just existing is enough. You don't need to do anything else.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.